Hello and welcome. This is Nina Kaufman. I'm the CEO and founder of AskTheBusinessLawyer.com, and I am delighted to bring you into our next segment of our All Systems Go series of podcasts. I'm delighted to have with us today Shirley Grace, who is a business growth and leverage expert. I mean, you want to talk about leveraging and teams and the world just being... What is it, Shirley? Like, it's not even 6 degrees of separation anymore, is it?
it's
about two.
Less than that. You're right.
So Shirley, and she shares my mission for empowering women entrepreneurs, and she really helps them bust through overwhelm to grow a thriving business. She's a certified, an award-winning certified coach, a speaker, a business growth and leverage expert, and a lot of what she looks at is how business owners can get out of that sense of, it's just me. It's not. You need to find ways to leverage your time, your team, and your talents. And those are some of the things we're going to be talking about with Shirley today. And she's also got a special gift for you as well that will help you do that as well. So welcome, Shirley. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you, Nina. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Great. So one of the things that comes up, and I know I've wrestled with this over the years, is creating a team. You start with, it's you, it's your vision. Somehow you've figured out the patchwork quilt of ways to get done what you need to get done. And then you reach a point where you start to drown in your own success.
Mm-hmm.
There are not enough hours in the day. You look at your to-do list, which is more ambitious than anybody could humanly finish it in any one day. And you realize in order to make that impact you want to have on the world, you've got to bring other people into the mix.
Absolutely.
So what I wanted to talk to you about are let's start with perhaps some of the key elements in... No, actually, let me jump to something else first. Prioritizing. You say, all right, it can't be just me anymore. How do you know who's next and how you bring them in?
You know, that's a very good question because normally, you know, people go into business because they really want to create an impact. There's something, some of them just fall into business haphazardly. They're really good at something, and then everyone wants to know how they do what they do, and boom, a business is created. And often what happens is business owners get very successful, as you mentioned, Nina, is they find themselves doing everything except what they, you know, the whole reason why they got into business in the first place. So all of the daily tasks and chores of running a business take over their life and take over their business. And so in prioritizing which positions to fill, I mean, I'd say, if you're brand new in business, chances are you have more time than you have money coming in. Because you're just, you know, I call it the simply launching phase of your business.
Right.
And you're really focused on, excuse me, on getting your first few paying clients at that point.
Mm-hmm. You're getting so choked up just thinking about leverage.
I'm just getting choked up thinking about it. I'm just going to take a quick sip of water. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so essentially, you know, at that point, a lot of business owners think, oh, I'm not going to get any help because I don't have money coming in on a consistent basis. And there is some help that you can get in that early stage. I mean, you can get interns who are willing, you know, to learn the tricks of the trade. And develop their skill sets. So, you know, at a lower level investment point for you, or perhaps even for free, just in exchange for the experience that they have.
Right. Although I will have to jump in as a lawyer and say that the Department of Labor is really starting to crack down on free interns.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you can do things at a lower cost point, it's a bit safer.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, and in terms of prioritizing and saying, what should I let go of first? Whether you're starting your business or you're moving along and you're extremely successful, there are certain things such as your bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to get rid of that as quickly as possible. It needs to be done. I'm not saying don't do it. Don't have it done.
Right.
Important. That's not what I'm saying. Let's be clear. But you should not be doing that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As you start looking at some administrative, a lot of the administrative tasks that are not bringing in revenue for you, those are some of the things that you should be delegating.
Now, that's true, because I've often heard that you should look to delegate those kinds of tasks that can actually help you generate revenue. Because if not, then it becomes yet another expense line, like bookkeeping or admin.
Well, here's my take on it.
Mm.
some of these tasks are not generating revenue if you are doing them.
Mm.
Or they're not generating as much revenue as they can be. And, you know, there's an exercise when I work with my longer-term clients, VIP clients, we do an exercise where we take a look at how much income do they want to generate in a year, how many hours do they want to be working, and then we divide that to see, on average, and I'm not saying that you should be charging an hourly fee, but on average, you know, what would their fee be if it were to be an hourly fee? And so when you look at it, and some people, you know, it doesn't matter what that number is, but let's say it's 100 just to keep it easy, simple to compute. So if you're looking at $100 an hour, it could be $1,000 an hour, it doesn't matter. You know, and you're taking a look at that and you're saying, okay, well, if I'm spending 3 hours of my work week setting up my calendar and my appointments, yes, it's generating revenue down the line because I'm seeing my clients, but the actual physical work of doing it, I mean, is that worth 3 times $100 of your time?
Mm.
Or could you be generating more revenue for yourself and your business doing something, and chances are you probably don't even love doing that, doing something that you like to do, something that you're really good at, you know, and making more money that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still generating revenue, Nina, to your point. Down the line, it's an administrative task which helps you generate that revenue, but it really is a high cost to pay if you're the one who's actually taking the time to do those types of administrative tasks in your business.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely does. And so you mentioned things like bookkeeping, which unless you have a background in that, usually is not the strongest skill set for many entrepreneurs dealing with the numbers. What are some of the elements in creating a solid team, and especially around sensitive issues like bookkeeping where there's a huge trust factor because you're giving somebody access to passwords and checks and bank accounts?
Very good question. You know, I have what I teach is my Boost Power Team Hiring Blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we can walk through that and we'll interject some of the comments along the way of, you know, your comment about the trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first piece, Boost is the acronym. So for if you're avid note takers like I am, the B stands for begin with the end in mind. So think about specifically what is it that you're trying to accomplish with this role that you'd like to create on your team? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? What is it, you know, and also know where are you going? What are your goals? Because if you're not clear on what your business goals are and what you'd like to see happen in your business in the next 3, 6, 9, 12 months, then it's very difficult then to bring on, well, it's easy to bring on a team member. It'll be very difficult to have them be as efficient and effective as they can be.
True.
So first you want to get your house in order.
Okay.
You want to know what it is that you want to accomplish, and by looking at what you want to accomplish, you can say, okay, now that I know my goals, I can see what skill sets I require. I can see which roles I want to fill in my business. So that's the B for begin with the end in mind. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. The other piece, the O, the first O in Boost, is outline your requirements. So what specifically are you looking for? So be as specific and as clear as you can be. You know, versus just saying, I want an assistant. Well, there are so many different types of assistants, so many different skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not clear on, you know, is it someone who really knows HTML and websites because right now you're looking at getting your presence on online? Is it someone who really knows social media because you now want to establish yourself, you know, in terms of the social media platforms? And even there are certain specialties.
Yes.
Or is it a general admin assistant? Be very, very clear on what you're looking for and be as specific as possible. The other piece in outlining your requirements is, you know, some people tell me, but surely I prefer to go with someone who's a generalist. You know, I can pitch anything at that person, and he or she will be able to do it. And, you know, the one risk, or several risks, but one risk that comes to mind there is you're really putting all of your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, once that person, if for any reason that person is out, do you have a backup plan? You know, do you have someone else who knows about your business who can easily pick up the pieces? The other piece with getting someone who's, you know, in your requirements, but looking at generalists versus specialists, is when you're looking at a generalist, you're also often getting someone who knows a little bit about a lot of different things.
Right.
And that doesn't always serve you well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it serves you perhaps if you have, you know, someone who's got great project management skills and knows a little bit about a lot of different things might be a really great project manager for you. But besides that, be very clear, if you have a bookkeeper, you don't really want someone who knows a lot of different things and who doesn't have a specialization in bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you really want to make that distinction as well.
Yeah, and I think also expecting one person to be a 10 in mm-hmm. 12 different categories is like saying, oh, Prince Charming, and he's really rich, and he's really handsome, and he's really tall, and he's really, you know, you go down the line, and what's the likelihood that one person is going to embody all of those qualities? You know, you could
that's
be searching
so true.
For you could
and
be
you
searching
know,
for a really
long
time.
Even if you do find, yeah, in French we say la perle rare, the rare pearl.
Mm.
Even if you do find that rare pearl, you know, are you putting your business at risk?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is dependent upon that person.
Right. Right.
You
and
know,
also,
haven't there been that, sorry, go ahead, Nina.
I was going to say it also reminds me of the old joke where the guy he's looking for a wife and his mother is despairing because he's never finding everybody, and he says, I've got 99 criteria on the list. They come home one day, totally elated. I met her. She meets all 99 criteria on the list. And the mother says, oh, thank God, when's the wedding? He says, wedding? I can't stand her. So yeah, that's another piece, too, in terms of creating mm-hmm. your team, is does somebody have the chemistry?
Yes.
To work with you and sort of share in your goals and sense of humor? Because I think that's an important part of it as well.
You're absolutely right. It's an important part of it. You know, the other piece in looking at what you're looking for is definitely is someone a self-starter. Will they take the initiative? You know, I work a lot with business owners and help build their power teams or their dream teams. And it's interesting that a lot of business owners come to me and say, well, no one will ever be excited about doing the stuff I don't want to do in my business. Like, I hate this stuff. I don't want to do it. And yet there's some people who get up in the morning and their excitement is to see you, the business owner, succeed.
Right.
Know that they had a hand in it behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everyone is in the front of the scenes person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's part of working on your beliefs, too, is to what's potential, what's available out there.
Right. And I think also certainly that the belief system and sort of getting your internal house in order, that's something that I know you mentioned in your Discover Leverage course, which we'll talk a little bit about more a little later. But is that also – anyway, so why don't you offer that URL, because I found that 7-part audio series very, very helpful. And can you talk a little mm-hmm. bit about that and also, again, getting the internal house in order?
Yeah, absolutely. So the special gift that I'd like to offer your audience, Nina, is it's called Leverage Your Business, Love Your Life, and it's a complimentary audio training series. It's a 7-part series, and it looks at 6 potential leverage levers in your business, so 6 areas where you can really free up significant amounts of time by leveraging. And it goes into, you're right, it goes into mindset and beliefs. That's one of the components, and one of the components is on teams and very much how to leverage your team and how to build your team based on what stage of business growth you're at. Because I find, and I don't know if you've seen this as well, Nina, but I find that business owners tend to jump in and they take massive action, but not necessarily the right action. And they
oh, I've
themselves...
never done that.
No, never.
Not me.
Me neither. That's why
I've seen it. Everybody
so
else does it.
About it. This has never happened to me. But, you know, we tend to just jump in. We get over. All of a sudden, we're feeling overwhelmed. We're spinning our wheels. And then, oops, another email comes in telling us about the wonderful, latest, greatest new thing that we've just got to implement in our business.
Mm.
And so I very much am, you know, the system that I've designed in helping business owners grow their business and leverage their business is based on what stage of business growth they're in. And so if you're just launching, that's great. There's nothing wrong with any stage of business growth, but there's certain actions you should be, you know, posing and certain team members you should be looking at bringing into your business if you're launching versus if you're what I call simply successful, which is you've got a pretty much a full practice, but now you're kind of, as you said at the beginning, Nina, a victim of your success. You can't breathe anymore because
right.
there's no more of you to go around.
Mm-hmm.
So then what type of team do you require? What type of mindset? What type of systems, et cetera. So this is a really powerful 6 leverage levers, and the URL to claim that audio training series is discoverleverage.com.
Great. Great, discoverleverage.com. And I'll have that posted on the website as well when we go back to it. So, can you talk about, again, the internal housekeeping matters, and I don't know if that brings us into the second O in Boost for those of us who are taking notes and have already outlined our
and you're following.
Boo.
I'm just going to continue the Boost and then get into that really quickly.
Great.
So the second O in Boost is really optimize your interview process. And it's part of getting your house in order as well. So many business owners try to shortcut the interview process. Bill down the street tells them about a great, assistant. Boom, they bring that person, in part-time because Bill likes them. Oh, they'll probably be a good person for me. And that is not necessarily the case. So you really want to have a really good interview process. You want to do your homework. It's not all about what they put on their resume or their CV. It really is about talking to people who have done the job and really giving them, let me just interject that little tip in, but giving them an assignment, giving them something to do. And that goes back to your trust question, Nina.
Mm-hmm.
See them actually perform something. Or the results of what they perform so that you can judge the quality of the work that they've given you.
Great.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The S in the Boost is selecting the right candidate and making sure that, you conduct multiple interviews. And the T in Boost is really important, and it's about transitioning and transform. Many business owners think, I need someone in my business, boom, I'll just bring them in, and tomorrow I'll have no more clutter, no more overwhelm. I don't need to teach them anything. They'll know what to do.
You mean it doesn't work that way?
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
It doesn't.
Oh.
You know why? Because the best expert about your business is you, the business owner. So it really is important when you bring someone in to realize that you will need to invest some time to bring them up to speed. And if you really want them to feel, to know, like, and trust you, because they're evaluating you too, then make them feel like they're part of the family. Get them to understand your vision, your goals, the rest of the team members, orient them. So definitely be clear on the expectations. So that's a Boost.
Terrific, terrific. Wonderful, wonderful acronym as well. And very often when we're bringing in team members, they're not necessarily coming on site. They may be dialing in from other parts of the country or of the world, because you're in Montreal, Canada as well. So do you have any tips as we wrap up for managing a virtual team, including is there a project management software that you've used that you found helpful? Just, again, because there's a difference between delegating as a business owner and abdicating. And forgetting to check in every once in a while to make sure that things are still flowing.
Mm-hmm. The funny thing is that I've worked with corporations and helped them outsource, entire 100, 150 people HR teams. I've worked with other teams that have people all over the world, 50, 100 people all over the world, and people who have, their local teams.
Mm-hmm.
And reality is it's, the success factor of a team and of an individual on the team, they're not much different whether someone is virtual or someone is local or right sitting in front of you. They're really not. A lot of it happens between the ears of the business owner. Really is their mindset. Are you prepared to believe that if someone knows their role, the big if they know their role, if your expectations of them are clear, if you have a really great two-way communication system set up, you're providing each other feedback, and I do say each other feedback, as to how they're performing, that's what you're helping them with, and they're providing you feedback on how you can better assist them with performing even better on your team as their leader. If you have some of those components in place and a good tracking system where you can see whether or not they've met their deliverables or their objectives, and I'll get into the system in a second, then whether or not they're sitting right in front of you or they're sitting halfway around the world should not make a difference.
Okay?
As long as they're clear, what are their objectives and you have a way to measure their performance, it should not make a difference.
Oh, fascinating. Thank you. Thank you for that.
That's been my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of systems, it really is, you can go as basic as using an Excel spreadsheet. If you're just starting out and you have, you know, maybe one other, two other team members, you can take a look at using something like Microsoft Project. And as you start really growing your team, then, you know, a more elaborate system like Basecamp, Basecamp.com, mm-hmm. Is one that I recommend to clients. Now, one caveat I'm going to make there.
Mm-hmm.
As the business owner,
mm-hmm.
do not get looped into being the one who enters all the tasks, all the dates for all the deliverables,
oh.
all the administrative side of things. You're using this system to get a report out to see how things are going, if projects are on track or they're not, not to enter everything yourself. So it really is getting your team members to keep the system up to date.
Okay. Terrific. And thank you for that reminder, because I can see how easy it would be to slide back into that role of, well, I've delegated and therefore now I need to put that information into the system.
Mm-hmm.
So any last words of wisdom in terms of being someone who is managing a virtual team and those kinds of collaborative relationships, in terms of that, as you say, you talked about a success factor. What have you seen work best?
You know, one of the things is don't assume that because you can't see them, they're not doing the work.
Mm.
Take a look. You know, if you're clear on what the expectation is and what the deliverables are and the due dates are, and you're communicating continually back and forth, you should know if they're on top of their game or not. The other piece is don't forget about them.
Right, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, gee. You know, don't forget about them. You do want to have and that goes back to your, you know, are you giving up or are you delegating or are you giving up total responsibility for a particular task or a particular project? You do want to stay on top of it. And if you communicate regularly with them or you have a system where, I don't know, once a day they send you an email and say, you know, here's what I was supposed to do today, here's what I got done today, here's a question I have, or here's my next step, boom, you know, that it could be as easy as a daily email to let you know how things are, or a daily report from something like, you know, Basecamp. But don't forget about them. They're out there, and
mm-hmm.
The more you make them feel like they're part of a team, the more you're going to feel like they are powerful people on your team and they've got your back.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Shirley. This has been really, really helpful. Again, Shirley has some wonderful resources between her www.discoverleverage.com audio training series, which, as I say, I'd listen to, and it's one of the reasons that I really wanted to make sure I had Shirley on this call. You'll see from that site, and she also has discoveryourpowerstrategies.com, which is your main site, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And Discover Your Power Team. So Shirley clearly has a wealth of information helping entrepreneurs eliminate overwhelm, charge what they're worth, and create a lucrative business that has impact, runs smoothly, with or without you. So, again, this has been Nina Kaufman and Shirley Grace. Thank you so much for being with us today.